This next story might come as a surprise if you've followed recent partisan fights over voting. New data out today show that voters in America have an easier time casting ballots now than a few years ago. As of the 2000 election, almost all voters cast their ballots at a precinct on election day. Not anymore. 97% of adults now live in a place that offers some type of early voting. NPR's Miles Parks covers voting and got exclusive access to this new data. Hey, Miles.
Hey, Ari.
Tell us about where the research came from and what it says about voting right now.
Yeah, so the report was done by the Center for Election Innovation and Research and actually started a few months ago when I asked their executive director, David Becker, whether there was historical data tracking how early voting has evolved over the years. There really wasn't. So his team put together this report looking at access to early in-person voting and mail voting options since 2000. Here's Becker summarizing the findings.
Although we often talk in a partisan context about voter fraud and voter suppression and whether voters have access to the ballot, the reality is, over the last 25 years, we've greatly expanded the convenience of voting for almost all Americans.
This election year, 46 states and Washington, D.C. will offer some form of early in-person voting, and 37 of those places will also offer mail ballots as an option for all voters.
But Miles, you've reported on efforts in states, particularly those controlled by Republicans, to implement voting restrictions. So how does this new data square with those efforts?
Right. Listeners might remember some states have eliminated drop boxes as an option for voters, implemented new voter ID restrictions. Those sorts of changes at the margins do matter, especially when the justifications for them are the lie that American elections are rife with fraud. But something I also heard a lot from election officials over the last few years is that talking so much about those specific policies can give voters the feeling that voting more broadly is going to be hard. And so Becker says this data is sort of a counter for voters who might be scared off by those narratives or, frankly, by the fact that this country does have a long history of voter suppression.
For voters who've been told that they're going to show up at the polling place and they're going to be powerful forces there trying to prevent them from voting, or who might have, whose family members might have experienced that in the past, it's not their fault for thinking that voting might be harder than it is. Honestly, they're one of the reasons I did this report.
One of the most interesting takeaways to me is that in a lot of ways, trends when it comes to ballot access are more geographical than political. This really comes through if listeners want to take a look at the maps we put up on NPR.org. But basically, the entire Western United States has had these sort of early voting options since 2004, whereas the South and the Northeastern states have taken a lot longer to come around on those sort of offerings.
So it's clear there are a lot more options for voters to cast ballots these days. Does that mean people are actually taking advantage of them?
Yes, many more voters in the last couple election cycles are casting early ballots. But it's also worth noting, Ari, that even in the highest turnout elections, tens of millions of Americans still are not voting at all. I talked about that recently with Shirley Weber, who is the Secretary of State of California. California mails ballots to every registered voter. They provide 11 days of early voting each election. She says they've done everything humanly possible to make it easier for people to vote.
People say, well, maybe we should make it a holiday. Recently asked me that. I said, listen, after you get 11 days, you don't need a holiday. You're not going to vote on that holiday anyway if you've already had 11 and you didn't vote. So you got another day for a picnic. That's what it
is. Weber says more and more the reason people aren't voting is because they're disillusioned with the American political system, not because it's too difficult to actually access the ballot.
NPR's Miles Parks, thank you.
Thanks, Ari.